Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Tazria quotes a very interesting comment from the Medrash Rabbah. Amar Rabbi Singloi, Kishem Sheit Yirasa Shalodam Acha Kol Behem Achai V'Yoif V'Maisa Bereshis Kach Perotra in this Parsha Acha Torah Behem Achai V'Yoif, that you have all the dinim of Tumas Nivlas Behema, Nivlas Chayu, and so on at the end of Shmini, and then you have all the Tumas of Adam in Tazria Mitzorah. The Medrash means to say that there is a parallelism and a relationship between the Teva Ha'olam and the Dini HaTorah. Like we mentioned, the Medrash says that how did Avraham Avinu observe Kol HaTarkul HaTshalei Nitna? How did he know it? So the Medrash says, alright, the Din of Mivul was given to him. How did he figure out all the other Dinim? He says that his Kloyos Liyoat, he figured it out somehow. He looked in the world and he was able to figure it out. How do you look in the world and figure it out? So apparently, like the Medrash says at the opening, at the very beginning of Sefer Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and he created the world based on the blueprint of the Torah. There's somehow a relationship. So if he really, to us, to a person who's not attuned to it, looks like it's totally unrelated. Not only unrelated, looks as if it's contradictory. Looks as if you have Tzadik or Allah, Rosh of a Talmud. You have the religious and ethical and the moral standards of the Torah. Then you have the Teva Ha'olam, totally unrelated. Tzadik and Sofer and Rishon Krasper. So how can it be that they blend in together? But this is, we believe that this is true, and a person who is attuned to it will be able to see that it's true. Avraham Avinu was able to look into the world and to figure out the blueprint, to figure out the Dini HaTorah. Similarly over here, I thought that that was what the Medrash was driving at. There are more Midrashim over here as to why Tumas Adam is mentioned in the Torah after Tumas Behemah. There are more comments in the Medrash, but the comment that Rashi quotes is a separate comment. Sounds like he's saying that the Teva Ha'olam is patterned after the Dini HaTorah, that it's all one and the same. And in Rambam, the Rambam makes a statement. It's a question whether that's what the Rambam meant. The Baal HaTanya quotes that the Mekubalim say that the Rambam meant this. The Rambam writes, Hu Hayodea, Hu Hayodua, Hu Hamado. The question is, what does that statement mean? So the Baal HaTanya claims, in the name of the Mekubalim, that what the Rambam meant to say was that Hu V'Chachmasa Yechod, that HaTorah Chachmasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Chachmasa Yechod, that the Torah is really a description of Elokus, that it's really Chachmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a description of Elokus. When the Rabbanu Shalom created the world, according to the Midrashim, what it means is, whenever an author writes a book, whenever an artist paints, makes a painting, or makes some music, or a person with Mechadosh HaShtikol Torah, so usually it'll reflect something of somewhat of his personality. And if you let him paint enough, make enough paintings and write enough books, so he will present his whole self. He'll present all of his pneumias. So the Pashtus is that that's what these Midrashim are driving at. What do you mean the world was patterned after the Torah? What does that mean? Why did the Baruch Hu pattern the world after the Torah? Because the Torah is Chachmasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hu V'chachmasa Yechod, V'hu HaYodea, V'hu HaYodua, V'hu HaMado. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows himself, and himself means the Chachmas HaTorah. So what the Medrash means to say is that the Torah is a description of Elokus, and the world is a description of Elokus. Why? The Baruch Shalom is a creator, he's an artist, and he makes a big world, so the world that he made reflects Elokus. We look in the world, we don't see anything. We see rishis, we see dishonesty, we see an Olam HaSheker. Yeah. The people rule the world. The world is beautiful, it's not that the people make a mess, but even without the people, you look in the world without the people, you go to the desert, also you go to other parts of the world where there are no people, so it's hard for us. The Einei Basar are taught to notice, the Elokus is taught to notice. But Avraham Avinu was attuned to that, he was able to see that. Rashi quotes in the Gemara, then, the Gemara needed, Ki Sazriya, Rabza Afilu Yoladatu Mokhud, Shinim Kavanasu Keng Zera, even if the woman has a miscarriage, and not that a baby comes out stillborn, you have a big baby. Let's say the baby comes out in a liquidy form, like Zera was originally, still it then is that the woman is Tameo 7 days and 33 days, or depending whether it's a boy or a girl. If you have such an aphel that comes out in a liquidy form, you don't know whether it's a Zohar or a Nekeva. So the Gemara says you have to go to Chumra in both directions. If either you make Tumah like a Nekeva, the Yoledes has to observe he made Tumah for 14 days, and Shoni is entitled, he made Tara to the end of a Malos of 40 days. You don't give her the cool of having you made Tahara till the end of 80 days. This halacha, of course, only applies if she was Muberes for a minimum of 40 days. If she was Muberes for less than 40 days, then the Gemara says there's no Tzuris Avad, so that's called Mayu B'Yalma, that doesn't count. Then the Gemara says more than that. The Gemara says that the 40 days is the minimum. It's not really 40 days. You have to have at least 40 days. It's really the 42nd and the 43rd day, the fourth day. That's how they have in the medical books. They have pictures of what the embryo looks like at different stages. So they show you that around the 43rd, 44th day, 42nd day or so, the embryo starts to have a tzuras havlat, just an inch by an inch, but you can start to see a tiny little shape, like if you would have visualized if you have a little cookie with engravings on top of the cookie. So that's the way it looks like a little bit in the medical book. That's called the tzuras havlat. You can see the outline of the shape of the body. So the Gemara, already in the days of the Gemara, the negayah to tumas yoledes, that the woman, let's say, was pregnant, she knows she was pregnant for about 40 days. She thinks maybe for 40 days, but she doesn't know whether she was pregnant 42 days, 43 days. If you look at the little thing, you look at the little inch by an inch of the uber, and you don't really think that you see any tzuras havlat. So already in the days of the Amoraim, they were machner to say that whenever the woman was muberes 40 days, you have to go to Chumrah and treat it that maybe there was a tzuras havlat in Safek, because they don't have the key in B'dikas Tzuras Havlat. That's how the Rishonim, the Rashba, and other Rishonim point out that already the Gemara Nidi you find, it's not explicit, but it's mashma the Gemara like that the Amoraim or Machma, that they don't have the key in Tzuras Havlat. And again, the Pinyin Abendo, the Poskim all say that it's not so. The Pinyin Abendo is like this. Let's say the woman has a firstborn as a baby boy, then the Pinyin Abendo. What if she had a miscarriage previously, so then the next one is born, is not going to have Pinyin Abendo, even if it's going to be a boy. But what happens if the miscarriage was before 40 days? So then that doesn't count, it's only Maya B'Yalma, and the next baby that is born, if it's a baby boy, then there will be a din of a pidyon aben. So what happens if she had a miscarriage after 40 days, but there was no tzuras havlat? How do you know you looked at it? It was 41 days, and you need 42, 43 days, 44 days to have a tzuras havlat. And the doctors looked at it, and the woman looked at it, and it didn't look like it has any tzuras havlat. So then the din is that you would need a pidyon aben on the next lot. This whole din, that we always make a light loop, whenever the woman was pregnant for 40 days, we say, that's it. That's a tzuras havlat. Less than 40 days for sure not. More than 40 days, we say that she was a vlad. That's only lechumre and hilchas tumas. By hilchas nida, hilchas yoledes. But not, when it comes to money, you don't go lechumre. Either you give the money, you don't give the money. You don't say after 40 days, it's a vlad. That's not called a tzuras. The Chumash tells us that there are two dinim of tumah by an isha, the tumas nidon, the tumas zivon. The Torah tells us that yoledes has kimei nidah zavos titma. Yoledes has a din like a nidah and not like a zavo. Why not kimei? What's the significance? What's the significance of saying like that? So Rashi and Masechet Pesachim in one place points out. The Gemara says kol chayvit tefila. The Gemara has a bright towards the end of in the middle of Pesachim. Tzadik Pesachim. I'm in the middle of Sohamet. So the Gemara has a bright. So kol chavit fi v'tozim b'yom chutz minidu v'yoledet shet fi losan b'alaylo. A zav and a zovo kimi toivu the morning of the seventh day. Because you say mikta sayam kekuloi. Ma she'ena kein a nida and yoledet have to be toivu b'alaylo. So Rashi says nida has a pasuk. Where does it say by yoledet? So the pasuk by yoledet is kimei nida zvoi se tichmo that the tumas yoledet is hukash to a tumas nidah. It's this pasuk Rashi says. This pasuk that it says that the yoledes has the status like a tumas nidah, that just like by nidah you don't apply mitzvah same kikula, you have to wait to be tevil till the end of the 7 days. Here too, the woman has to wait to be tevil till the end of the 7 days. But it's a little more than that. It's not, that's how Rashi points out there in the Gemara in Sotim. That's how you know the din, that chutz mi nidah li yoledes. They both are not tevil by yon. But it's more than that. The Mishnayos and Maseches Nida have an interesting din. Today it's a very rare thing that a woman is pregnant and she has a Riyas Dam during the pregnancy. But apparently Bizmana Mishnah was much more common. That's what Moshe Feinstein points out in this one. Apparently Bizmana Tanoim it was more common, because the Gemara does talk, and Mishnayos do talk about the fact that a woman who's a Muberis is a Masulek is Dami. And we have the right to assume that she probably will not have a Riyas Nidah, and therefore that sometimes the dinim of Prisha don't apply, that Vayinas Adesis on the day that she would normally expect to have the Riyas Nidah, she's Asura Labayla, but if she's Bimei Ibura, then she's Mesulek Zamis, so there's no din of Prisha, the dinim of the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch about that. But still, the Gemara does talk, the Mishnayos do talk about pregnant women, even though usually they're Mesulek Zamis, the Mishnayos do talk about them having Riyas Dam. But in my talks, the Muberis can be a Nida, she can be a Zava. So the Mishnah has, the Mishnayos have in the middle of Maseches Nidah, the Mishnayos have it in, what if the woman is about to have a baby and then she starts going into labor? And when she's going into labor, she starts to have a Riyaz Dam. So is that Dam Tamei her or not? When she's going to give birth to the baby, she'll become Tamei either 7 or 14 days, depending whether it was a baby boy or baby girl. But what about the Dam that comes out? Dam Koshi. What's the din of Dam Koshi? So the way the Gemara interprets the Mishnah, it says that it depends whether the Dam Koshi can be made Nidah or be made Zikah. That Dam Koshi, if you forget the fact that she's going to have a baby, would that Dam that came out, would that have caused her? You see from the Gemara that even though the Dam doesn't come from the menstrual cycle, still it makes use of Nidah or Zikah. It's the same with many Gemaras like that. There are many rabbis and laymen for sure who make a mistake and they think that the only time Dam makes the woman into a Nidah if it has to do with the menstrual cycle. The Pashtus and the Mishnah is that it's not so. The baby is starting to rip its way out. She's in labor, so the baby starts to rip its way out and the woman starts to be starts to have Dam. That Lahara has nothing to do with the menstrual cycle. The part of the Kishtus are ripping out. That's why it's bleeding. That's not called Dam Makro, that's Dam and Amokas. It's the Dam from the lining. The endometrial dam, so that's dam and amokah, that's the dam. So the Mishnah, the way the Gemara interprets it, the Mishnah makes the following distinction. If this dam would have normally made her into a zava, in other words, she just became a nidah, this pregnant woman just became a nidah a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And then the 7 days of nidah brahma, she went to the mikvah. She didn't go to the mikvah, doesn't matter. Now she's going to have dam in the next 11 days, following the 7 days of nidah. That can make her into a Zava. So she has this Dam Ziva, she has the Dam Ziva in the form of Koshi. Dam Koshi. It's Dam in the, that comes out during labor. So Koshi Sabi Mei Ziva Tahayro. That's not Mitami her at all. Till the baby's born. The baby's born, then she'll be Oyoledet. She'll be Oyoledet, but she won't need Shiva Nikiyim. Because she never became a Zava before. If you say she became a Zava before, then she's going to need Shiva Nikiyim. But Kosh Sabi Mei Nidah, let's say, is Dam that came out at the beginning of the labor when the baby starts to make its way out and she starts to bleed, Dam and Amokar. So if that Dam was the main Nidah, that would have normally made it into a Nidah. So it makes it into a Nidah even though it's Dam Koshi. Why should that be so? That's a strange din. Why should that make a difference? So the... So one could perhaps say that the Gemara learned it out from the pasuk. So one could say that it's a gzeirat hakotzu, that dam koshi, if it's machmas havlat, that kind of an einus. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk that even dam nida machmas einus and dam ziva machmas einus, even though it's not machmas, the menstrual cycle, it still causes tumor. But so by Yanida, even if it's machmas, any einus in the world, and by Ziva, the pasuk is the mind that if it's machmas einus, koshi, if it's because of this einus, because of any other einus, doesn't matter. It still makes him into a zova, a tiny zova, whatever. But if it's machmas einus of koshi, of labor, the rachmanatari. But you see from the Gemara that it's not true. Because the Gemara has the problem. The Gemara says, what if the woman is in labor and she has dam? And then she's having a very difficult labor, and then the doctors have to make a cesarean section. So would you still say that the Dam Koshi was Tohar or not? So the Gemara says it depends on the Machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim. In Perek Yetzi Doisen, that's the third Perek in Maseches Nidah, it's Achmen, so it starts off with the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon. What if there was a cesarean delivery, whether the woman has the dinam of Yimei Tum or Yimei Tar? So if Shimon says that a Yetzi Doisen is like a regular vlad, that it has, she has Yimei Tum and she has Yimei Tar. We don't pass him like Rav Shimon and Shita, we pass him that only the older Zohar, only Derech Leidos. If it's a cesarean, then there's no din of Tumah, there's no din of Tara. That's how we pass Kalala. But the Gemara has a Shaila, the Gemara and Nida discusses, what if the woman is in labor and she starts having Dam? That's very unusual. Normally a woman doesn't have Dam before the baby actually comes out. But if the woman starts to have Dam, so the baby is ripping out, and then a day or two before, the Gemara talks about a week before, a month before, how far back do you attribute it to the labor? 2 months before? How far in advance of the delivery of the baby can you attribute it? The Gemara has a whole machlokes hatanoim. How many days in advance? So the Gemara says if the woman is in labor and she has dam koshi, and later on she had such a difficult labor, the doctors had to make her cesarean. So will that dam koshi be tar or not depends on the machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanan. But according to Reb Shimon, that the leda is metame her, so then the dam koshi is tar. According to the Rabbanan, that the leda is not metame her because it was a cesarean, it's a dead and it's not called a leda, so then the dam koshi will be tar. What has it got to do with Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan? They argue in halacha. But if you have a pasuk that tells you that dam koshi dinei ziva rachmana tahare, because it's dam machmas onus, the onus of koshi, what do you mean? If the woman has a cesarean section, it's not called labor? Of course it's called labor. She has the same labor as anybody else. Normally they'll make the cesarean, if they know in advance she's going to need a cesarean, they won't wait till she goes through the pains of labor. But sometimes they'll wait, she's in the middle of labor, they see they have to make a cesarean. So what are you going to say? The glory was not fair, the labor was a labor. What do you mean it was false labor? It wasn't false labor, it was for real. So you see from the Gemara that it goes with halachas, that this din, dam koshi, dimei ziv, rachmanatari, goes with halachas, both halachas. So that is lachur from the Gemara, it might appear, there are more Gemaras also that seem to indicate like this. It would appear that it's based on this pasuk, this idea, that tumas nidah and tumas zivah are totally different. And kind of different either. So the Torah tells us that tumas yoledes, whether for a zohar, from the cave, is 7 days, 14 days, is a geder hatuma of a nidon, not a geder hatuma of a zivu. So if the woman has dam koshi bimei zivu, the dam comes out during later and labor, and the labor is the mitzurif to the leder. Labor is mitzurif, and the Mishnahs tell you when is it mitzurif. What if the labor came and stopped for a day, and then they came back again? So then the labor is not mitzurif. And how far in advance can the labor pains come, and it's still mitzurif to the leder later on? So the Mishnah gives you all the details of Daf Lamed Vav, Daf Lamed Zayin, in the middle of Nidah. So if you have labor, dam that comes out, dam koshi that comes out during labor, that's Mitzurif to the Leda, and the Leda was Metame Tumas Nidah. So if that dam koshi was Bimei Ziva, that's the tie to the Sasa. You can't have a Tumas Ziva connected with a Tumas Yoledas, because Tumas Yoledas is Tumas Nidah. So we say Rachmana Tare, but if you hold like the Rabban and the Reb Shimon, that the Yotze Dayfen is not Matami at all, so there is no Tumas Nidah. So then I say the Dam Koshi Bimei Zivor will be Tame. Or if the Dam Koshi was Bimei Nidah, the Dam Koshi Bimei Nidah is Nidah. What? There's no tie to the Satri. She became a Nidah before, she becomes a Tumas Nidah later. And that fits in, that's like a Nindamina, it fits in. She becomes a Nidah later, she becomes a Nidah before. That's okay. Just if the Dam Koshi Bimei Zivor, all learned that from Sukkim, if the Dam Koshi Bimei Zivor, and you want that to bring it back to Tumas Ziva, and then she's going to have a later later that's going to bring it back to Tumas Kimei Nidah's device of Tishmo. So that the pasuk tells you is a type of disaster. You can't have a Tumas Ziva chal on the woman, the Mitzurah to the Mitami of the Tumas Nidah. That you can't have. And nonetheless, even though the Gemara says that you can't have that, nevertheless, the Goyim all have a tradition that Nashi Kulu Nash Tosfos quotes this in the name of the Goyim, and the Ravid quotes this in the name of the Goyim in his Sefer Balei HaNefesh. The Ravid wrote a whole Sefer on Hilchos Nidah. So Tosfos quotes already from the Balei HaNefesh a few places. So the Ravid and Tosfos quotes from the Goyim, Kulu Nashi Didan Yoldes Dissolve Nimu. That the Zman HaZeh, whenever a woman gives birth to a baby, we require Shivanikim. Where does it say in the Chumash you require Shivanikim? You look in the Torah, it just says, you wait till the end of the 7 days or the 14 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl, then she goes to the mikveh, and then she's Tahar. And even if there was Dam all the 7 days or all the 14 days, it should be Tahar. So that's what the Goyim say, no, we treat all of the women today as if the Yold is dissolved. So the Ravid has Hasogas on the Balamorah. The Ravid has on the Gemara, the Ravid has Hasogas on the Balamor, the Balamor has Hasogas on the Ravid, they learn to Chavut. So the Bal Hamor has Hasogas on the Ravid, Bali HaNefesh, and Hilchos Nidah. So in the Hasogas of the Bal Hamor, on the Ravid, Bali HaNefesh, he asks the Kasha that doesn't make any sense. The Bal Hamor was always a very independent thinker. Ben Zrachi HaLev was very independent. The Ra'or, with his brother Rabbeinu Pinchas HaLevi, with the wolf in the same town, Rabbeinu Zrachi HaLevi, they're all very original, very, very original. But he has, he tainted against the Golem, that it doesn't make any sense. The goes Nikra Etnik. He says, what the Goyim say, that was Mekubal Olam. He says, it doesn't make any sense. How can you say that Kula Nashi Yodis Bezovninu? That's impossible. Dam Koshi, that comes out, Bimei Ziva, is Rachmana Tari, it's Toha Lagamre. So the only chashash that the Dam Koshi could have possibly made the woman tell me is that Dam Koshi was Bimei Nito, not Bimei Ziva. No, it's Bimei Nito, so you don't need Shiva Nikim. The only reason why you need for a normal woman, let's say a normal woman has a Riyaz Dam, so the woman becomes a Nito, the Nito doesn't need Shiva Nikim. You have to wait till the end of the 7 days whether there is Dam or there's not Dam. So why do you need Shiva Nikim? So the Gemara says, Rebbe says in the Gemara, because we treat all the women as a Toa. As a Toa, as if she doesn't remember where she told me. She doesn't remember whether she's a Nida or a Zohar. So the Balamor Tain is over here. Ooh, what are you going to say by the Yoledes? How can you say Kula Nashi Bidan Yoledes Bizovni? It's impossible. What are you going to be Choshish that maybe the Dam that came out when she was about to give birth, right, if the Dam only came after she gave birth, then that's not going to make her into a Zohar, she's not going to need Shiva Nikim. You Choshish that maybe the little Dam came out before. Even though you didn't notice it, maybe the little Dam came out before the baby, before the later, okay, before the later. So how could it possibly make her into a zavo if she's be made zivo at the Rachmana Tarek? The other rabbi, the dam kosh be made zivo tor. The only chashash is maybe the neida makes a tamid. The neida doesn't need shivin akim. The man of shot. That's what he's saying. The whole chumash aglanim doesn't make any sense.
One day the kosh
If there was a hapsoki, yeah, if she had labor for more than a day, and then you have to be afraid maybe there was a pause in the labor for a whole day. Yeah, but what if there wasn't? Well, she just had labor now, and the labor kept on going. From the labor till the end of the birth was less than 24 hours. Was less than a day. So what is there to be chayshish about? How can you possibly have a chumrin? That's the time of the Baal Hamor, again, it's not the time against the rises, it's the time against the goyim. How come the goyim came up with such an einfall? The time is the Iman of Shach. That's the time of the Iman of Shach. That time of the Iman of Shach has to say, it appears as if the Goyim who made this statement, Kula Nashi Dan Yovas Bezovninu, is if they don't hold from that Iman of Shach. They perhaps meant to say that not that Rebbe's Takana was that we treat every woman as if she's a Suffolk Nida, Suffolk Zavah, but we treat every woman who has a Riya as both a Nida and a Zavah, the Chumra, in both directions. Even though that's impossible, that doesn't exist, Alpi Allah. Woman should be both a Nida and a Zava at the same time. Either she's one or the other, she can't be both. So that's the taina of the Baal Hamor was, it's either A or B, but it can't be both. So Imanam Shach, she doesn't need Shiva Nikim. If she's the main Nida, the Nida doesn't need Shiva Nikim. If she's the main Nida type, perhaps the answer is that the Goinim understood that we treat every woman as both a Nida and a Zava. That was the Chumash. Such an opinion is quoted in the Ramah. In Yeridei, he quotes that some communities had a meaning that all year long, not when the woman is having a baby, whenever a woman has a Riyaz Dam, she has to wait 14 days before she goes to Mikra. Where do they get 14 days? So they say 7 days for Nida and 7 days Shiva Nikim for Zava. Because we treat every woman as if she's both a Nida and a Zava. Where did that come from? So in the Darke Chiza, on the bottom of the page, he says that happens to be a Medrash Tanchumash. That source is that sounds wild. The Ramah doesn't give you any source. He said some safer, some Achron has some Rabiyah. So the Dark and Shuvah quote, that has a source in the Medrash Tanchumah. That even though in our Torah no such thing exists, the Rabbanon, the Chumrah of Rebbe was that we treat every Isha as both a Nida and a Zavah the Chumrah. So therefore she needs 7 days for the Yemeni Dasa, and after the Yemeni Dasa Arab, she needs Shiva Nikim. Yeah, but most people don't hold for that Chumrah. Most women don't wait 14 days. So that's the difficulty with the Chumash HaGrein. But that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that we consider Nashi Bidan, Kulu Nashi Bidan, the oldest Bidan. The Torah has the din of Mila repeated. Yamashvinim of Sara Lasa. The Gemara asks, why is it repeated here? It says already in Tarshish Lech Lecha. What is the Kaddish over here? The Gemara says different answers. So one of them is that the Pasuk tells me here that even B'Shabbos, that Mila is even needed on the Yom HaShemini, it's even Deich HaShabbos. Of course, that's only if it's a Mila Bizmana. If it's a Mila Shalai Bizmana, that is not Deich HaShabbos, not Deich HaYom Tov either. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaMaroyim in Masech HaShabbos in Perek HaBlazim and Mila. Is there any relationship between the two dinim in the Parsha here, the dinim of Tumas Yoledes, that there are 7 days of Tumas, 33 days of Tara by a baby boy, and the fact that the milu is bishmini. So the Gemara has one opinion in Amoraim is that the only time the milu is bishmini, the only time you have to have the milu bishmini is if he was male later, if it was a regular birth, but if it was a cesarean delivery, we talking like the Chachamim Derev Shimon, then there's no din of milu bishmini. You can do the bris milu on the first day. If the baby's born, you do the bris right away. And the other opinion is, no, that they're totally unrelated. How do we paskin in this machloikah, so to speak, it adina, so we go to chumra in both directions. Let's say in both directions. So you shouldn't do the bris milah until the eighth day. Maybe you have to wait till the Yom HaShemini. But if the eighth day turns out to be Shabbos, in other words, there was a cesarean delivery on Shabbos, and then next Shabbos you don't have a milah bizman, a decha Shabbos, a decha yontas, misafik, because maybe by a cesarean, since einim at me'oleda, since there's no din of the Yimei Tumah V'Tara, because we pass like the Chachamim Derev Shimon, so therefore you could have really done the bris milah on Sunday, 7 days ago. You could have done the bris before. You can do it after. There's no din of milah bizman, there's no din of milah bishmini. So then it wouldn't be decha Shabbos because of the machloek b'samarayim and the Gemara. It's a fake that the din had a paskin. That's why it says that we go l'chumra in both directions. What about Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goliath? What do you mean Friday Sunday? You mean the baby was, there was a cesarean on Shabbos? No, so maybe you need Shmini and you have to wait till Shabbos and you shouldn't do it before, but maybe you don't need Shmini, so you could have done it before, so you have to wait till Sunday. A lot of you have to wait till Sunday. So let's say there'll be a cesarean delivery. When is Pesach this year? Shabbos and Sunday. So let's say the week before, the Sunday before, there'll be a cesarean delivery, and then you want to know whether the bris milah will be deicha yantav sheni. So that's the chlala machlekes, where the milah shalav bizman is deicha yantav sheni shal goli. Milah shalav bizman is not deicha yantav sheni shal Rosh Hashanah. That's the mission. That's the fish. So yantav sheni shal Rosh Hashanah is yad marichta. But what about a milah shalav bizman? Is it deicha any other yantav sheni shal goli? So that's the machlekes, the Rosh and the Rambam. So many achrayim, a lot of achrayim come to the consensus. They say that whenever there's a, so that's we treat that like a suffix. Whether milah shalav bizman is deicha a regular yantav sheni shal goli, other than Rosh Hashanah, is treated like a sefek adina. So what if the Sunday before Pesach there will be a cesarean delivery? So that's also a sefek adina. That's a machlokes amoraim, whether you need shmini for Yaisi Dayton. So a lot of Achrayim say, O Pe'echot, that's the Hashkom of the Achrayim, that would be Mutam Itam Sekhsek. That you would do the bris on Yantam Sheni Shal Goliath if it may be a Mila Bizmano. Or let's say the baby would be born Ben Ashmashos in between, let's say, Matzoi Shabbos going into Sunday. Of Shabbos Agad before Pesach. Matzoi Shabbos going into Sunday. So it's a topic whether the baby was born on Shabbos, the baby was born on Sunday. The next Shabbos you're not going to do the bris milah, maybe it's first manah. The next Sunday can you do the bris milah? Maybe it's milah shalav bizmanah. Maybe the baby was really born on Shabbos, and the milah shalav bizmanah is not derech yantav sheni. But it's not a vada milah shalav bizmanah. It's a suffix milah shalav bizmanah. And maybe milah bizmanah. So if it's a suffix, whether it may be bizmanah, and even if it's shalav bizmanah, many pasim hold that milah shalav bizmanah is derech yantav sheni. The Rambam sheet, the Shach pasim is like that. So the Pasim say that's called the Sek Sek. So the Kivega and many Pasim say that's the Sek Sek and it is there. It would be Dechi Yantav Sheni Shal Goli. Yantav Rishon, it wouldn't be Dechi though. Yantav Rishon, it wouldn't be Dechi. For example, right, let's say Yantav, let's say, would fall out Wednesday, Thursday, and a baby would be born the week before Tuesday night going into Wednesday. Tuesday night going into Wednesday, Ben Ashmasha. So the next week, you can't do the bris on Tuesday, maybe it's Tasman, maybe Ben Ashmasha is Dinuki Wednesday. And it's a Mila Bishri, so you have to wait till Wednesday. But Wednesday is the first day Yantar. So you're not permitted to do a bris Mila on Yantar. If it's a milah bizmana, milah shalav bizmana in avlat. So what if it's a suffix bizmana, suffix gain of bizmana? So we usually assume the Rishonim will say the Feirish. Those who talk about the Rishonim say the Feirish that if you have a, just like a milah shalav bizmana, it's not deicha yontiv sheni machlokes, but yontiv rishon for sure. Mila Shalad Zman is not Deicha, so to a Sofik, Mila Shalad Zman is not Deicha Yantav. The only time it's Deicha Yantav is Tavada and Mila Zman. That's how the Rishon says, Rabbam and Shulchan Aruch, something like that. The one who disagrees is Rabbi Yitzhak, right? The whole Shtikul Torah, his opinion is called Tarach HaYantav. He says, if you're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov Rishon, Shabbos, no. You have a Sofik, Mila Zman, Mila Shalad Zman. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. The only answer to be Mechal Shabbos is Mila Bizmana is Deicha Shabbos. But to do Malach on Yom Tov, you have to have Mila Bizmana. Do Malach on Yom Tov. You can cook food. Eichel Nefesh is Mutar Yom Tov. You can carry a lulav. You can carry a matzah. Tarach HaYom Tov. So he says, and what if I may have guests on Yom Tov? I may or may not have guests on Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to cook food because you may not have the guests. I'm going to have guests on Yom Tov and I want to cook some food. They're only allowed to cook exactly the amount that they're going to eat. And what if someone wants a double portion? You have to wait till the extra is, and then say, sorry, I'll wait for an hour, I'll cook the food. So the Ramban writes in Sochem and the Mohammed, whatever you think that you may need, whatever is a Sofik Tzorech, that's called the Tzorech HaYom Tzorech, that's also included. You don't think fake of the rice of the cook. Whatever, you're allowed to cook a couple of extra cookies on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook a little extra flesh on Yom Tov. Unless it's Vaday, that you're not going to need it. And it's for sure not the Tzorech HaYom. But whatever is a Sofik Tzorech, a Sofik Tzorech, you don't say fake of the rice of the chum, you say that's called Tzorech HaYom Tzorech, that too is Mutar. So that's Rabbi Tzolapana Vejutayim. If it's what's called Tzorech HaYom Tzorech, Tzorech Mitzvah Sayyam. That's Tzorech Mitzvah Sayyam, that's Shlo Choladeh, that's what the Rishon says. So he says, no, if you want it, if it may be a meal of his manna, the baby, let's say Yom Tov, not like this year, Yom Tov would be, let's say, Wednesday or Thursday, and the baby is born, Bein HaShemar, in between Tuesday and Wednesday. You came to the bris on Erev Pesach on Tuesday, maybe it's Terech Manor. Can you do the bris on Wednesday? So all of the Rishonim and the Shulchan are saying not allowed to. So Rabbi Tzolot says, what do you mean you're not allowed to? Of course you're allowed to. He says, Asofik Tzorech Hayom Ksar, Asofik Tzorech Mitzvah Sayyam. He says, true mitah, milu bizmane doiche, it's only a Sofik, it wouldn't be doiche. But it's doiche mitah macher. Tzorech Hayom Ksar, it's mutzah. So he says, what can I do? The Rishonim don't go along with me. But he says, Yom Tov Sheni Shezicha holds my cheshbon. So he's matan Yom Tov Sheni, not like the Rebbe Kivegi and Chassam Sofer and all the other Achrenim say, because of a sex baker. Because maybe it's Mila Bizman, and even if it's not Mila Bizman, and maybe the Rambam and the Shach are right, that these Mila Shlo Bizman is Dechi Yom Tov Sheni. He doesn't go mitam sex baker. He goes, Yerilam, I'm right, Doctor. Yerilam, I'm right. That is Sofik, Mila Bizmana is Mutar on Yom Tov Rishon because it's the Tzorech HaYom Tzorech. Now what can I do? The Rishonim didn't see the light. On Yom Tov Sheni, for sure, you should hold like me. Because I'm really right on Yom Tov Rishon. So at least on Yom Tov Sheni, where it's the Yerom dealing with the Derabbanon, you should zicha consider it the Tzorech HaYom Tzorech. That's his mahal.
Why is
the Shlo Bizmana also Tzorech? It's not a Tzorech HaYoy.
You can do it from
the beginning. Mm-hmm. Since you could have, you can just as well do it tomorrow, it's just that you have to hurry, so then it's not, Tzorech HaYom has to mean that it's uniquely mitzurif to today, has a special shayfa to today. Has no special shayfa to today. In the beginning of Megillah, the Gemara says that the reason why you're forbidden to read the Megillah on Shabbos is because of the Gzeir de Rabbi Shem Yavarena Dal Ramas Bishutara. The Tosfos and the Rishonim are bothered with the kashas, and why do we allow a brit milah? It's high time in the shayfa, the high time in the Megillah, the high time in the lulav. That's why we don't allow Nesilas lulav on Shabbos. We don't allow Tzir Shayfa because we are afraid. Shem Yavarena Dal Ramas Bishutara. So how do we allow a brit milah on Shabbos? Why not be afraid? Maybe you'll carry the izemo shal milah. Maybe carry the baby. Rabbi Shem said it's clearly an Isra carrying the baby, even if it's a chai that says atzmoy, that's only by a chai who can walk. But if the chai is a kofus, if the chai is tied up, or he's chaylos, so the Gemara says he can walk. No, the little baby was just born even before the bris. Taisa says after the bris, he's a chaylos. He's just been in a surgery, a chaylos. But other time, what do you mean, even before the bris, he can't even crawl. If you have a person who can crawl, then it's a machloike satanoim, whether you say a chai that says atzmoy, by the heinous. If you have a person who can walk, then everybody agrees that you say Achayim Eitzatat. But the baby, when he's first born, can't even crawl. It should be L'chava Deir, even before the bris, even before you say Zechayim. The Pashto says that you should say that there's no heter to carry the baby. So you should have forbidden doing a bris milah on Shabbos, even if it's a milah bizmana, because of the Gzeir Hashem Yavirem. So the Meiri collects together all the six Teirusim that the Rishon gave. Okay, interesting. All the Teirusim are very fascinating. So one of the terutzim is Yadua from the Achrayim. They point out one of the terutzim is that the Taz has the insight in a few places that whenever the Torah has something explicitly written, have no power to introduce a gzera the rabbanim. Taz says this in a few places. One is in Hilchos Shofar, has it in Yerideh and Chosheh Mishpat and in Aruch Chaim, three different places. So one is in Hilchos Shofar, he says. Why did the Chachamim Malach prohibit the shofar on Shabbos? When Hashem falls on a Shabbos, there is Hashem Yavireni, he may carry the shofar. They should always prohibit blowing the shofar on every Rosh Hashanah because it's Mashmiya Kol. It's a musical instrument, or even if it's not a musical instrument, it's to make a big noise. Mashmiya Kol, like a knock around a door. You have a Kli HaMiyuchad Hashmas Kol. So whether the shofar is a musical instrument or not can be debated, but it certainly is a Kli that's Miyuchad Hashmas Kol. It makes noise, so you should prohibit it. It should be included in the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan on Mashmiya Kol. So the Taz quotes in the name of the Bach that the Teretz says that says black and white in the Chumash that on Rosh Hashanah you have to blow shofar. So the Chachamim have no authority, they have no power to make Gzeirah D'Rabbanan keneged Dov HaMefuris Vatera Vatera. But as far as Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yud Shabbos, that doesn't say explicitly. It's obvious, self-understood, that you like tefillin Sunday through Friday. It doesn't say the Teretz you have to like tefillin on Thursday morning, but it's understood. It doesn't say explicitly that you have to blow shofar even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, but it's self-understood. So since it doesn't say explicitly, so there's room for the Chachamim to make Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. That's what the Taz is. He has the same in Yeridei, and the beginning of the second Chelik Yeridei, it's in Kuf Yuzayin, regarding Tcherev and Macholos Asurim, that the Mishnayos have in Masechah Shviyos, it's prohibited to be in a business where you sell non-kosher food. Let's say a person sells non-kosher meat, or a person has a grocery store, and he sells non-kosher items. If it's a mitzvah d'oraita, Macholos Asurim d'oraita, you're not allowed to. If only Macholos Asurim d'Rabbanan, you are allowed to, provided you're not selling it to Jews. If you're selling to Jews, they're different issues with people that seek Mishnah. But if you're selling to non-Jews, so it's only Macholos Asurim d'Rabbanan is mutzah. So the Rambam writes another kula, the chaylev is mutzah itself. You're permitted to be in the business to sell chaylev, because the pasuk says, chaylev nevelel, chaylev trefa, ye yosel l'chol melacha, v'yochol l'osachlu. It says, okay, ye yosel l'chol melacha, you can do whatever you want with the chaylev. So it says it's mutzah b'hanoa, and included is, all forms of hanoa mean that it's mutzah to be in the chaylev business. I can buy up all the chaylev from all the butcher shops. Let's say there's one man, that's his business. He goes to with the kosher butchers when they cut out the chaylev. So I'll buy all the chaylev, and I'll sell the chaylev to soap manufacturers that they should have oily soaps like that. So it's hetzer gamma to be in such a line, the Rambam says, because it's a beferish pasuk in the Torah that it's mutzah. So the Taz is, quote, there is a machlokes achrayim whether the isus chare of a macholos asuris is a real isus deraita or it's only a din derabbanan. Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, but it's a machlokes whether the pasuk is a real drasha gemara or it's only an asmach to the yom. Nagei lalacha, how much room is there to be makel? If it's only din derabbanan, so the pasuk can say there's more room to be makel. If you're dealing with the real isus deraita, chare of a macholos asuris, the real isus deraita, you have to be careful on dinim derabbanan as well, but you have to be more careful on dinim derayta than on dinim derabbanan. That's the way the Achrayim write it up. So the question is, the Taz quote, some Achrayim wanted to prove in this Rambam that the Rambam clearly is of the opinion that the prohibition, the Yitzhak Tzchar of the Macholot Asuris, is an Yitzhak derayta. Because if it's only an Yitzhak derabbanan, how does the Rambam prove that you're permitted to do Tzchar of the Chela based on a Pasuk? Based on a pasuk, you're permitted to do tzchur and everything. The whole iser of tzchur of machlokes asuris is only an iser derabbanan. So what good is it if you found a pasuk by chaylev? Then a Torah can do tzchur on all machlokes asuris. So the Taz says he doesn't think that is a hechacha from the Rambam. He thinks maybe the yoylam, the Rambam, thinks like he thinks, like other pasukim hold, that tzchur of machlokes asuris is only an iser derabbanan. But the Rambam meant to say, if you have an explicit pasuk that says, you're permitted to do business with chaylev, you're permitted to deal in business with chaylev, so the Chachamim had no right to make gzeirah d'rabbanan against Dov HaMefuris Bater. And he has a third place, and Chosheh Mishpat, and he has a Gemara like that. That's the Ravid in his commentary on the bottom of the Riz. The Ravid has Hasagas on everybody, on the Rambam, on the Balamor, on the Riz, he has on everybody. So the Hasagas on the Riz, he starts from Perek Nairish and his Pasuk, from the fourth Perek of Ksubas. So he writes, what's the din regarding Oymis and Mefatah Bizman Azir? So you don't have any smuchin. In order to collect the knosses, you have to have a Bezmah Shoshlois of smuchin. So the Gemara says, you can't collect smuchin the bubble, you can't collect knosses the bubble because we don't have any smuchin Bizman Azir. In fact, there's nothing to discuss. So they write it close from the Goyinim. I mean, the guy gets off scot-free, the Oymis and the Mefatah, and he attacks everybody, and you don't make him pay anything. the Raivit quotes the Gaon, no, and the Ramah quotes this in Chayshim Mishpurot, from the beginning of Chayshim Mishpurot. No, we certainly make him pay. Hefkibet Nefu, we make him pay. So the Gaon use a Lashon, you make him pay a little more or a little less than the Chamishim Shekel of Oedus and the Fatih. Make him pay exactly Chamishim Shekel, that's not. Make him pay either a little more or a little less. So what's bothering them? Why can't you make him pay the Chamishim Shekel? What's wrong? It's a good amount. Why do you have to have that a little more or a little less? So that's what the Raivit sort of implies, and that's what the Taz has that also in Chayshim Mishpat. In these cases, he says, the Gemara has a Lashon in Sanhedrin Menvot, Bezin Makan Yanshin Shloim and Adid. Bezin has the right to penalize people, not in accordance with Allah. And the Megillah Titus learns it out from the Pasuk, learns it out from a Pasuk of the Yata Arami Kibbech. Bezin Makan Yanshin Shloim and Adid. The Gemara, the Bryson in the Megillah Titus, quoted by the Gemara Sanhedrin Menvot, continues, but loy laver al divrei Torah, not that their intention should be to violate the laws of the Torah, because he lost the Yavla Torah. So that's what the Achrayim has, the Chisaf, the Taz is, Chisaf the Daik, the Bezin wants to be over al divrei Torah. What kind of Havamin is the Reich to coming la Puki? Loy laver al divrei Torah, because they lost the Yavla Torah. If he was going to be a Chizuk HaTaz, Chizuk HaTaz. So he says, the Taz says, and apparently that's what the Rabbi meant also, but loy laver al divrei Torah means fine, they have a right to be Machmir and Shishloim and Adin, but they can't do something that's explicitly against Zav HaMafurit Bater. So to make the character pay 50 shkolim for Oynus and Mefateh, the Torah is Makam Yon Shishloim and Adin, that's Mamash against Zav HaMafurit Bater. The Torah says you have to have a Bezna of Shloshes Smuchim to make him pay Shloshes Chamishim Shkolim. Then make him pay Oynus and Mefateh. So if you want to make him pay Lesihai Rosh Shor and Migda Milsa, you can make him pay 45 shkolim or 55 shkolim. But you don't make him pay exactly the same Oynus that the Torah gives. Give the exact same amount. That's mamish hakira zavah nater. That's kineged zavah hamafurish nater. So Achrayim have this teretz over here, and the Miri has that teretz. Sounds a little like a forgery. The Miri has a teretz that's yadua from the Achrayim. It's a little humorous. Probably not a forgery. I don't think they were at that time. I don't think the guy was forging any Miri. So the Miri has in the beginning of Megillah when he rattles off the six terusim on the kasha that the Rishonim gave. Why don't you make a gzera de rabbana prohibiting bris milah when it falls out on Shabbos because of a hashash? Shema yavarenu dalan ames, shema yavarenu the sakim, shema yavarenu the baby. So he says, no, that's a mudaba hamafuris batayra. Because the dinam of bris milah already written in Parshas Lech Lecha. So why is it repeated here in Tazria? The only reason in the world is to tell you that it's Zecha Shabbos. So you consider this like a daba hamafuris batayra lahatayra. So the Chachamim had no authority, they had no power to prohibit this. The svar behind this lechari is, what's the svar behind the whole time? What's bothering him if he have a davar furish batar, why can't they make a gzera derabban? So lechari, the svar is that whenever the Chachamim make a din derabban on the stomach, it becomes a chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh min HaTorah. So how can this become a chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh min HaTorah? It's mamish, it's in contradiction to another din that it says in the Torah. It says the Feirish in the Torah, the Mila Bizmana is Deicha Shabbat. You're going to tell me that Mila Bizmana is also not Deicha Shabbat? If it's Kineg Dama Furish Batara, it'll never be elevated to the level of Torah Shema Peh Derais. So it'll just remain a Din Derabbanon, which doesn't have the ability to become a Chelek of Torah Shema Peh Menatara. So that they have no right to make a Din Derabbanon. The Chachalim only have a right to make a Din Derabbanon to institute Din Derabbanon, Zeris and Hachokas and Siogim, if they can possibly blend in to become a Chelek of the Torah Shema Peh Menatara. Maybe that's the far behind this Raivit and this Taz. The Marshal also in Sanhedrin has the same, and there's a Chula Sarabmo has the same, and another Gemara, they have the same idea as the Tzad. They speak, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daphne Beis, that there was an Amoira who made two little mistakes. There was a Bas Koin Shezinso, and they gave her a Trefa. And how did they give a Trefa? Hikifuhu Chavile Ismoira. They made a big fire with a log, and they burned her alive. Gemara says, Tilei Plain, he made two mistakes. First of all, you're not permitted to give Misa after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Gemara says, the last 40 years in the Bayis Sheni, second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the year 70, so from the year 30 on, the last 40 years, they already batlu Divin Nefashim. Because the Bez Nagodah wasn't always Yoshim Divin Kaima. So first of all, this Amayra lived way after the Churban Bayis Sheni, you're not allowed to administer Divin Nefashim. Secondly, even if he would have been this Man Bayis Sheni, you can't give strafe like that. You have to take lead and melt it and pour it down a throat. That's the correct way to do strafe. It's a strange remark. He just made two little mistakes. So he didn't know anything about that. He didn't know the ABC of Masechus and Hetzin. So what's going on in the Gemara? So the Maharshal on that Gemara, on the bottom of the Maharshal, on Daf Nun Beis, in Sanhedrin, has a comment, and in the Chuvas Maharam, the Chuvas Maharam Lublin has the same comment as the Maharshal. They say they don't want to disagree with the Gemara in Halacha, but they feel they have a right to disagree with the Gemara in history, in interpreting history. So they say maybe the one kasha, if Harem says the other kasha, maybe he didn't make any mistake. The Gemara says that then Amar made two mistakes. So they both say maybe the one mistake Harem says the other. He wanted to give Nisa, but there is Bezna Akmi Amshu Shloimin Adin. He didn't have any Bezna 23. He knows that he can't give real bona fide in the Pashas after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So he wanted to be Makmi Amshu Shloimin Adin. And if he would give the regular, like the Ravid wrote in the name of the Goinim in the fourth Perek in Sui, if you make him pay exactly the Goinim, the Mephata pays exactly Hamishim Shekel. So that's Mamish in violation of the laws of the Torah. So you have to make him pay either 45 Shloim or 55, either more or less. If he would give ministers straight for the way it's supposed to be administered, that would be in violation of La Lava Al Diyatera. So that's why the Dafki gave a different form of Srefa, Hikifuha, Avila Ismairis, in order that it should be permissible for him to do it. That it should be Bez Machmian Shishlam, and I didn't, La Lava Al Diyatera. But you can't go exactly in violation of laws of the Torah. So that's the same as the Raga, that's the same as the Ta. It's interesting. The Kulam Niskam Ludover Echot. No, that's quoted in Chosha Mishpat, that you don't even have to be a rabbi. The Balabasim can also do it. The Zion Suvihuir, the members of the board. The big tower, big authority being one of the members of the board, and the Kehillah, that's not a shul. You can't make your own shul, make yourself a member of the board, give people these, you can't do that. But if this whenever they see it fit, they have the status of the government. That's a famous Maharshal. See, the Chuvas Maharam, not everybody's so familiar with the Chuvas Maharam, but the Maharshal is printed on the bottom of the Gemara. So that people know. That's a famous Maharshal. All of Maskilim like to quote that Maharshal. You see, you have a right to disagree with the Gemara when it comes to history. That's what he writes. And then he can say, Talmud, I'm not disagreeing with the Gemara and Halacha, but I'm disagreeing on history. He's interpreting the historical facts different from the way the Gemara interpreted. He says that they're not, that he made two mistakes, the Amar made two mistakes. One parenthesis the other, he didn't make any mistake. The Gemara has Machlokes Rabba Levi in the middle of Nida, Rav Daf Lamed, the Vav Lamed, Zion, as to how one is to understand Lamed Chet, somewhere around there. How one is to understand this din, that the 33 days or the 66 days, even though the Isha has dam, it's not the Tamiha. What kind of a din is that? So it sounds like the Gemara presents what sounds like a physical machloikis. The one opinion is that the Shtei Mayonetein, that physically the dam comes from a different Mayon. And the first 7 days comes from one Mayon, and the next 33, next 66 days comes from a different Mayon. Shtei Mayonetein. That's the opinion that's lazy. And Rab's opinion is the one that's accepted that it's not true, that Mayan Echodhu, it's all one Mayan, authority Masai, Bahatera Tiharosa. What do you mean, Shtei Mayana saying that? Wow, really, literally, Shtei Mayana? And what if a Shiksa gives birth to a baby? A non Jewish woman gives birth to a baby? And then she converts in the middle of the 33 to the 66 days. And then she has Dam Kefeda. I'm going to say, Shtei Mayana saying, that's the Mayan Tohar. So the Gemara says the Pharisees, it's the price of the Pharisees from Chorus, of all places. It's not neither, but Taisus Nushat. The Taisus got a price from Chorus, where it says the Pharisees, Giyorish, Anachish, Yolda, Rachkat and Gaira, Ein Lod, Ein Nodin Lod, Lo Yimei Tumah, Lo Yimei Tara. He doesn't have anything. So Taisus says, Akasha, why not? This name of the Fimaskana Sambacha, the way we pass in Medina. That Mayan Echad of Lachat, it's all Zeris HaKosav, Atarati Ras, Atarati Masai. There's nichud, exerts a cause that doesn't apply to a year. But if you hold, like the other opinion, the rejected opinion that Shtei Mayana saying, holy cow, how can you say such a thing? What do you mean Shtei Mayana saying? I mean, it's not dam and amaka. And so it should be the same by the nafas as well. It should be not dam and amaka. How can it be? Mishlam Melech in one place writes he macht doch nicht wissen dich von whole Tosfos and the whole Braita, from the whole thing. He says, if a Nachris gives birth to a baby and then she is Nisgayer, since the Leda, the delivery took place, the baby was born when she was a Nachris, so there's no din of Meitumah, but the Meitara there would be, if you hold the Shteimayon, and there would be Meitara. Taisa says, then it's not so. The Rishonim will say it's not so, so the Fairish is bright. But Achrenim asked, and Chaschinoch, and other Achrenim asked on the Mishla Mela, how can he say such a thing? It's just not true, Alti Pashti. The bright says the same. But it's a wild notion to say that it's Shteimayon thing. So that's why Taisa feels that they want to reinterpret even that opinion. Even as you and the Gemara of Lady, Machlegis Rav Lady, even Lady says Shteimayon thing, there's a Mayan Tohar, the Mayan Tomei. The Tosfos reinterprets it a little bit. What exactly does it mean? The Rav Soloveitchik reinterpreted the Tosfos. That's the question, but he can really reinterpret so much. The Rav Soloveitchik thought that the question is, how to understand the nature of the Din HaTorah over here? Is it Yimei Tumah Yimei Tara, or is it Dam Tohar and Dam Tomeh? It's not that it's Shtei Mayonis. Everybody agrees that it's all from the same mind. The Dham is coming from the same place. It's not coming from physically. It's not coming from a different place. The Tzius is the same by Goyim and by Jews. And in the 33 days and before the 33 days, all the same. The Machloikas HaMarayim is, what does it mean? Is it Dham that comes be made Tohar, Rachmana Tari, or Dham Tohar, Rachmana Tari? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, what's the difference between Rabbi Levi? So the Gemara says the difference between Rabbi Levi and Shofar. Shofar means like this. The woman just had a baby, and she has dam on the, let's say a girl, baby girl, she has dam on the 14th day going into the 15th. Keeps on having dam, to say that. 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and then it stops. So the Gemara says, or she had dam, let's say, on the 78th day. The woman gave birth to a baby girl, so she has a malosa baby day. And the 78th day is still Yimei Tohar. So she has dam day 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83. So Shofar's dam, the dam that came out after the Malos of the 80 days, since that was the Hemshech of the dam that came in the middle of Yimei Tohar, so would you say the Shofar is all one unit, and this is all dam Tohar? On the other case, Shofar, this is all one unit of Riyah's dam, and it started in the middle of Yimei Tumas. Even though the dam continues in the middle of Yimei Tare, it's Tohar. Or do you say no, the cutoff is with the day. The dam that comes in Yimei Tumas is Tohar, and the dam that comes in Yimei Tare is Tohar. So the Gemara worded this, the Gemara says that's the difference halacha l'maaseh between Rabbi Levi. Why not Kamina Shofar? Shofar from 14 to 15, Shofar from 80 to 81. What would be the din? Would it be Torah Tam? So how does it depend? So the simple reading of the Gemara is, according to Levi, that Shtei Mayonis, so you have to notice that faucet stopped running and you turned on a different faucet. If it keeps on going, you're Hemshech, so you can't say it's all the same faucet, it's all Mayan Echad. Does it look like it's a different Mayim, or does it look like it's all the same Mayim? That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So once Taisa shows from that Rice and Chorus that it's not so, that we know that everything is coming from the same Mayim. It's just a halakhic terminology. So what is this concept? What does it mean? What is the lady driving at? Mayim Echad, Shtei Mayonis, what are they driving at? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. You have to read through the Gemara to see whether it really can fit into the words of the Gemara. The Koshi that it fits in. The Koshi go. So he thought that their argument was, how is one to word the Din HaTor? The Din HaTor. Does it mean that there's Dam Tohar and Dam Tomei? So then it depends on the Dam. So if it's all the Hemshech of the same Dam, the status of the Dam is Nikva by the Tchilas Ariyah. So if the Tchilas Ariyah was Dam Tohar, so even if it's Shofar, and it's the Hemshech afterwards, so the Hemshech will also have the same status. If it started off as Dam Tohar, so the Hemshech will remain Dam Tohar. And he's saying no. It's not that this is labeled as Dam Tohar, this is labeled as Dam Tomei. It's Yimei Tumah and Yimei Taris. As soon as the day changes, so Dam that comes be Yimei Tumah is Tomei. Dam that comes be Yimei Taris. So I don't care. You don't have to label the Dam. The problem is that the Gemara has both Lashonim. The Gemara calls it Dam Tohar, the Gemara calls it Yimei Tumah, Yimei Taris. And that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that was the Iker Machloikis between Rabbi Levi. But again, you have to learn through the Gemara to see if you can really read into the words. In Mishnayis, in Shvuis, and in the beginning of Nigoyim, point out Pshat and Sei Sapachas and Baheres. You have Ovis and Toldis. Just like you have Ovis and Toldis in Nezikim, you have Ovis and Toldis in Shabbos, so too, you have Ovis and Toldis in Tumah, it's a different thing. Keep on transmitting, it's a different thing. But categories, Ovis and Toldis categories, So the Gemara has Ovis and Toldus and Mizikin. And in Shabbos, so here you have Ovis and Toldus, different shades of white. So you have two Ovis and two Toldus. That's one time. And they're different opinions. Different opinions. How many colors are there on the chart? How many colors do we recognize? One time it says there are 72 colors, shades of white. It could be a million colors, a million shades of white. The question is, how many does the halacha recognize? And then Aptimina being, what's going to be mitzvah with what? So there's the first sheet of the Mishnah starts off, there are only four shades of white that we recognize, la halacha. There's two others. One av is called seis, and one av is called baharis. And the word sapachas means like Svacheni no alachas hamishmores. Svacheni a pasuk in Shmuel. Who is that pasuk? It says Shmuel, I think. Svacheni means add me on, let me latch on, let me tag along, to be attached to something else. So the word sapacha simply means a tolda. That's all it means. Something that's sugachet, something that's added on to the yav. So the reason why the word sapacha is placed in between seis and baharis is the teacher that seis has a sapacha, has a tolda. And Baharis has a tolder that we call a sapahas. So there are two others and there are two tolders. But the sheer minimum size for a rias nega has to be a gris. The mission tells me how much that is. Not so big. Gris is not so big. They used to print the size of the gris in sperm. A gris is negir to the ksamim also. They used to print the gris in sperm. Then they printed sperm bigger size and smaller size. They printed, they just enlarged the print and they made the print smaller. So no one knows already what size the gris is. Is it the size of a half a dollar? Is it the size of a dime? So everybody goes l'chum in all the directions. But the Mishnah tells you how to figure out how much is a gris. So what happens if you have a half a gris of one shade of white and a half a gris of another shade of white that are touching, that are contiguous to each other? Are they mitzarfim? So this. So you look in Shavuos on the first daf in the Mishnah, the beginning of the first Mishnah in Negoyim, the simple pshat is that one told and another told them not be mistarf, but a told with its own object would be mistarf, and the two others would be mistarf. You have A and B, and you have A sub 1 and B sub 1. So A can be mistarf with A sub 1, B can be mistarf with B sub 1, A and B can be mistarf. And A sub 1 and B sub 1 cannot be mistarf. So it's crucial to know which is the ab and which is the told. That's how the Mishnah understands this process. The Mitzayra. There is some similarity there. Yes, there is some similarity. The negiyat of chiyuv chatos. If a person violates chilul Shabbos many times, how many chatos does he have to bring? So if he does an av, a told of the day, many times, if the yav many times, and the told many times, all the hella mechot, he's only chai v'achas. And if he did many of us, and many told us from different malachas, the there by Shabbos, it all depends on 39 categories, that's all. You don't have an av with an av being a star. And here, the Mishnah says the two of us can be a star, just the two told us not. Av, a told of the day can be a star. A two tolder is not so. A tolder with a different av cannot be mistaken. So something along the lines of Hilchos Shabbos. The tumas ha-tzaras is the unique, the one and only unique tumah that depends on the psak of the kohen. It doesn't become tummy automatically. The kohen has to say tummy, and then it becomes tummy. The kohen, when it becomes tohor, when it disappears, you have to have a kohen to say you are tohor. And even though it disappeared and he brought all the kavanas, he doesn't become tohor till the kohen declares you are tohor. You have to have a psak hakoyim. But Yankee Femden disagrees. What can we do? Yankee Femden disagrees, says a lot of things. Yankee Femden has in Shelos Yavet. He writes, the Minchas Chinuch quotes a biography that's called Toldos Odom. It's a biography of Rabbi Zelma Lev Alojana. He was the younger brother of Rabbi Chaim Alojana. That the Vilna Gaon said about him that he knows. Whenever the Vilna Gaon didn't remember a Gemara, so he would ask Rav Zalman would draft off all the Gemara's Baal Peh. So he knew all the Gemara's Baal Peh. He used to say about Rav Zalman of Alojana, what's the difference between him and all the other Bikiyim? That another Baki, you tell him, Mashri Yeshu Visecha, so he'll go up Mashri Kiliyed. But if you say, what's the word before Tilas Hashem Yidalati, what's the last word? So you have to think, well, Tilas Hashem is a tough, you have to start what starts with a shin, you have to go back. So Rav Zalman, I tell him, Tilas Hashem, what's the word before? I'll tell you right away the word before. He knows it. Yashav HaHafo. He knew Shabbos backwards and forwards, inside out, upside down. He knew it. And the others only knew it forwards. The other Bikim knew Shabbos forwards. They didn't know it backwards.
So he wrote a biography. There was a younger brother of Rav Chaim Volozhiner who learned by the Goyim. So the biography of the famous rabbi is called Tolda Sod. The Pesach Tshuva quotes it. Ebenezer, other places, they quote it every so. So the Minhag Chinah quotes it, and today said we to discuss the issue: how come we don't have these dinim observed in Zman Hazeh? How come a person has a negative tenas? Why doesn't he go to a kohen? That the kohen should pass them. So the Beres Yisrael has a hagdomah to dinim of tzaraas in the beginning of Negoim. That's called Mare Kohen. So the last paragraph of that hagdomah, he raises this issue. He says, as a child in his youth, he learned by Rabbi Kiveger. That he asked Rabbi Kiveger, and that's why the verse is all always quotes Rabbi Kiveger. Every 10 pages he quotes, he asked Rabbi Kiveger, and he answered, he's the correspondent. So he says, when he learned by Rabbi Kiveger, he asked the kasha. So Rabbi Kiveger said he doesn't know himself, he always wondered for many years, he doesn't really have a good answer. Somehow he assumes that you need to claim the yuchas. He doesn't bring any raya. The verse is all assumes you need to claim the yuchas, and if you don't have to claim the yuchas, you'll be a suffic claim, suffic any claim. That's a questionable assumption. So he says, if you'll go to a kohen and he'll pass him that yitamei, then you'll really be in big trouble. Because later on, if you want to be mitar yourself, you won't have a claim to yuchas to be mitar you. So you'll be stuck for the rest of your life. What's fun? Go to the same kohen. Go to the same kohen. Unless he died then. Manashah. So if the kohen, go to the same kohen. So if he wasn't a yuchas, so he never had the right to be mitar you in the first place. And what do you mean? You're going to be stuck for the rest of your life, you ever get out of it. You're stuck anyway, because you can't bring the korbanos. You can't bring the korbanos, you can't come to her anyway. It's strange, a little unclear. So he doesn't tell you, how does he know that you need a claim? Who says you need a claim of yuchas from the goy? The Tver still assumes so, double pocket, because he quotes. With him, and then from then on the trend was different, that a kohen shein yuchas is not a suffic kohen, it's just a chumra mid rabbanan that he can't do hakrovas hakrovanas, but it's not really a suffic kohen, so it's not really a suffic kohen, so maybe he can do rias negoy. Who says, he doesn't say anywhere that he need a kohen yuchas. So the Minhag Chinuch doesn't quote all of this topic. He didn't have a tveris yisrael amishnayis, but this he dug up a Rambam of all places, a Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, instead of being in Hilchas Trumas Taras. He found the Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, so the Rambam writes the Havlok, the Lahayat, that you need a Kohen Miyuchas to paskin on Rias Negoim. So that's what the Minhag Chinuch says. Maybe there's no Rias Negoim as Man Hazeh because we don't have a Kohen Miyuchas, the same as the Peretz Yisrael. Because the Rambam says you need a Kohen Miyuchas. So then he tells you to look, Minhag Chinuch says to look in this Sefer, Tol the Sodom, where he has a bit of a discussion on it. So the Tol the Sodom quotes the Shelas Yavet of Yankiv Hemdin, who has an Ein Pal, which Alpi Pashtus is against the Chumash. Alpi Pashtus says, if the Negat Tzaraas is Klor V'Tov, that has a sin in Tumah, then you don't need a coin to be Mentami. He's taught me before the coin opens his mouth. The Pashtus Pshat is that that's not true. Pashtus Pshat is that it's certainly not true. You need a Psaka coin. So he's learning that it's the same as Mumin. He's learning that it's the same if you have a Klor that has a Mum. So you're not supposed to shech the mum until you shlow it to Bezna and the Mitaskin, but it has a missing a leg. So what is it a show? Of course it's a mum. What is it to discuss? But that's not the nature of the din over here. The Pashta certainly is not like Rabbi Yankiv Emden says. Rabbi Yankiv Emden has a lot of strange things in his truth. Pashtus is not like Rabbi Yankiv Emden says. Pashtus certainly is that you need a psak of a kohen. Minhag Chinuch has a suffix, interesting, shyly he declares. He's not sure what the din is. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-negoyim vadim roi chutz minigei atzmo. A person cannot paskin on his own. If he has negat tzaraas on his own body, he's not allowed to paskin. And the next Tana Rameh says, af lo nigei kroivot. He can't paskin on relatives. Machlech zikam ha-chonot in Sanhedrin, middle of Sanhedrin, where the Rakoyin can paskin on a relative of his. And the Mishnah says, only nigei atzmo now. We don't paskin like Rameh. We paskin nigei atzmo. So the Minhag Chinuch has a suffix. What does that mean, nigei atzmo? Let's say you have a kohen who doesn't know the dinim. He doesn't know these different shades of white. He doesn't know these halachas. Let's say he's blind. He doesn't know the halachas. So we'll get the blind later. Let's say he doesn't know the dinim. He's an amhara. So he can't paskin. So the Mishnah says you get a tamachachim. It's not a kohen. You get a tamachachim to look at the negatzarach. Tell the tamachachim will tell a kohen what to say. And the Kohen will say Tomei, the Kohen will say Torah. Whatever the Talmud Chacham tells him, that's what he'll say. So it's legitimate. So the Rambam quotes that from the Mishnah, that if you have a Kohen who's a Katna, a Kohen who's a Shaita, he doesn't know what it's all about, he can't paskin, he doesn't know the dinim. So let the Talmud Chacham, who's even he saw paskin, and let the Kohen say, the Kohen Katna, the Kohen Shaita will say Tomei, a Torah, whatever he tells him, and it'll be chal. So the Minhag Klina has a subject. What's the nature of this din? Kol Adagai Madavarai Kutz Menigei Atzma. What part can he not do? Means I cannot look at my own. But let's say I'm a Kohen, and I know the din, that it's Tomei, or that it's Toho, whatever it's supposed to be. And let's say you're also a Talmud Chacham who knows the din, but you're a Yisrael. So if you'll look at it and you'll tell me what the din is, tell me a tohar. Can I say the psak, the aloha, that chutz minigei atzmo, he can't what? He can't give the psak, or he can't give the utterance, the pronunciation. He can't pronounce tell me a tohar on himself. Well, no, that he can pronounce tell me a tohar on himself, but he's not allowed to give the psak because we're afraid that he doesn't have that amonis. He says he's not sure what the din is. What exactly are you memayit over here? The chutz minigyan. He can't give the pronouncement, but I can paskin on myself. I'll tell you. You're a kohen who doesn't know the din, so I'll tell you. Say tomei. I'll say tohar. So I can say on myself what the din is, but I can't pronounce it. Oh no, just the reverse. I can pronounce it, but I can't paskin. He's not sure. He has the same shadow, let's say, Balailo, or Suma. You can't pass him going Balailo. What kind of a din is that? That the Min Hasina thinks, he writes, not sure, but then he writes, he thinks it's a double Pashut, that Balailo, you can't look at the Mare, the Nega, or Suma can't look. But let's say, he looked at the Nega Bayom. He looked at the Nega Bayom, and he didn't pronounce anything until it gets night. And then Balailo, he makes the pronouncement, it's Tommy or so on. So he thinks that the pronouncement, the declaration, can be done by Lila. But he says a Suma. Koyin Suma, he thinks, is like a Koyin Shaita, like a Koyin Katan. Suma can't see. Suma Bein Achas, Kehu Einav, he can't see. So let's say if the other person will tell the Suma, the Yisrael, who knows the Dina, will tell the Suma that it's Tomei, so this is a Koyin Suma, can declare Tomei. He thinks that it's a that he thinks is a double Pasha. Just in the Sufik, he thinks that Laila and Suma is just a din of Riyah, not a din of Psa.
Should we roll it on the night of the
lesson? Pardon me? That's a question. Some Achrayim say like that. Some Achrayim Chosh Mishpat, they say that it's not. Right? That you cannot have the interior of Laila. Tchil is in Laila. It's only if it's dark. If you turn the lights on, you can't. It's very shver.
The Pashtas is. That's just like the Torah. You're saying that it's an assist.
Yeah, according to this, Men Chaskinach, it should follow like that. It should follow. It's a question whether the whole assumption of the Minhas Chinuch is right. That if the Riyas HaNega was Bayom, the Psak may be Balayla. And the footnotes on the bottom of the new streamlined Minhas Chinuch that the Machon Yerushalayim put out, the one who put it there says that he got the impression from the Rambam that he doesn't agree with Minhas Chinuch. I don't know, I can't really tell from the Rambam. That's not that clear. But it's an interesting shayla. Then the Minhas Chinuch has a fascinating comment. He says, you look in the Rambam, and the Rambam quotes that Mishnah, a Kohen who's a Katan or a Shote can't issue an opinion on the Mara HaNega, but if you have a Talmud Chacham, a Yisrael Talmud Chacham, who tells the Kohen Katan, the Kohen Shote, and Mar Tomei, and Mar Tohar, the Kohen makes a declaration, so the declaration of the Kohen Katan, Kohen Shote is good, even though he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't really understand the dinim, he doesn't know what's flying, as long as he makes a declaration, it's good. So why didn't the Rambam say Cheresh? Usually he writes Cheresh out in the Katan. So he says, obviously the Cheresh is Eina Shemei Ve'im Adamus. But he can't speak. So he says, but let him write it. So he says, it would appear from the Rambam that you see the Lav Kedima Domi over here, that you really need Pi HaKoyin. And what if the Koyin goes, and he points to the Chumash. Tomei, and he says, he runs away. No good. Harchana. Harchana, that's when the Minhag Chinuch talks about. There's a Mishnah in Gittin. That a person, Misha Nishtatek, and he can't speak, and he wants to divorce his wife. So how does he divorce his wife? He has to tell the story for Ksayim, Aleidim Chasayim. So the Mishnah says, are they Hachonim? He does everything in pantomime. So why does the Rambam leave out the Cheresh for? Why does he only write the Shait and the Kotz? He says, when the Rambam is Mashma, that you need literally Dibur Peh HaKoy. He says, that's an interesting horror. He didn't, He didn't know that without the Rambam. That's what the Minchas Chinuch writes. There is a din that the Metzayir is Meshtalei Achutz L'Shomesh Machnas. What about this Man Hazeh? All Ayyos Ham Kav Stam Yosu Shubinir is not letting go. What about this Man Hazeh? Does the din apply? So there's a Taisis in the beginning of Brachas on Daf Hayam Ad Beis. With the Taisis quotes at Gemara in the end of Erech, the Gemara says the end of Erech, and that Bizman She'en Ayyoy Vol Noyeg, Hu Adinami, the dinim of Ayyos Ham Kav Eschayim, don't apply. What dinim don't apply? So it happens that that brisa is an erchin, and an erchin is talking about when you sell ayaros hamikvot the yorichaima, you only have the ability to buy back the house by korcha of the lokeach teich shana, and if it's after the year is up, so it's habayis is nechlat, you can't get it back unless the guy's willing to sell it for you, but you can't get it back by korcha. So maybe that gemara only goes when it gets to that dino, but habayis nechlat and ayaros hamikvot the yorichaima is man shein ayoyi v'noyeg. And Yoibel has to do giving back Sardis also, Sardis causes the Balenia. So maybe that's the whole connection in the Brice. But does it mean that the whole Dina Kedusha Sayyaras Hamkav Chamayas Yishuv Minun doesn't apply even for Mitzvah, right? So Taisus in the beginning of Taisus in the Rashbo, in the beginning of Brachas, and while then Brachas is talking about Yisurim Shalahava as opposed to Yisurim Shenim Shalahava, so the person has Negev Saraz, is it Yisurim Shalahava? Not a whole discussion, a more philosophical discussion. So in the middle of this philosophy, Rashi and Taisus and the Rashba have a halachic discussion. What's the din of Shiluach Tamein Bizman Hazeh? So the Taisus and the Rashba assume that Bizman Shein Ayyav Al-Nayeg, the Gemara and the Erechim meant to say there's no din of Ayyav Al-Nayeg. But other, some Achrayim dispute that, and they say it doesn't say. So that Gemara only goes on Gula's Batin. It doesn't go on Shiluach Tamein. Shiluach Tamein should apply Bizman Hazeh and HaTorah. And all Ayaras Hamakav is Chaimini Moishe Shul Benun. The Rashba there points out that even if he's learning like Taisus also, that Bizman Shein Ayyav Al-Nayeg, there's no Yovel Bizman Hazeh. You don't have Yovel unless you have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman Shein Kol Yashveh Ha'Alel. You don't have Kol Yashveh Ha'Alel, majority of the Jews still live in Chutzlaris Bizman Hazeh. So that's the machlokes between the Rishonim and some Achronim, whether you have the din of Shiluach Tameim from Ayaras Hamakav is Chaimini. What about from Yerushalayim? So that's what the Rashba comes up with the Chiddush. Even if you hold that the Rambam writes that Kedushas HaMikdash is because of the Shechinah and Shechinah Lo B'Teilo, so Kedushas Yerushalayim is Afilu B'Zman Hazeh. The Rambam Perek Vav Beis Abchira. But you can't say on Kedushas Yerushalayim that it's Batlo, so Yerushalayim still has Kedush. So the Meila, the Tmein, would be also to enter the Mitzrayim, would be forbidden to enter Yerushalayim, the Ir Atika, even Bizman Hazeh. That's what the Rashba says. That's what the Tzlach quotes the Rashba, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch was Mechadish on his own. And then he says, then he found the Tzlach quoted the Rashba. Obviously, he didn't have a Rashba. He found the Tzlach quoted the Rashba, and he was all excited that he was Mechadim to the Tzlach, Mechadim to the Rashba. Is that so Pashut? Is that such a double Pashut? One could think of with this. Maybe. Maybe the halacha that prohibits the Mitzorah to enter into Yerushalayim is the same as all the other Ayaros Hamakafas Chaimah Yishuv Benun. Maybe Yerushalayim is Betoris Yir Hamakafas Chaimah. There are dinim in Yerushalayim that are not Betoris Mukafas Chaimah Yishuv Benun, namely the din of Yif Ma'at Yishenin, Kach and Kalim, which you're not allowed to eat in the other Ayaros Hamakafas Chaimah. So that's Betoris Kedushas Yerushalayim. But with respect to Shiluach Mitzorayim, is that a unique din to Yerushalayim, or is that shoved to all Ayaros Hamakav Schar? So we mentioned that there is really a machlokes of Rishonim. Is there any difference between the Mitzor who enters Yerushalayim as opposed to the Mitzor who enters the other Ayaros Hamakav Schar? The Rambam's opinion is that you only like it, the Mitzor is like it if he enters Yerushalayim. Lo Yovel Teich HaMachna. The Lav is only Yerushalayim. The other Ayaros Hamakav Schar is only an Yitzir Esei. Tishalchu. Min HaMachna Tishalchu. It's only an essay, but it's not really a Lav. According to the Rambam, that there's a difference. As Yerushalayim, the Torah produces Yerushalayim, that the Mitzvah is Mishtalech, and Yerushalayim is Kitchalasi Lavai. The Rambam writes, so fine. So the Mitzvah, we understand the Rashba, the Mitzvah is Mishtalech. But according to the other Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, and the Vilna Gaon, Amishnai's Caleb disagrees with that Rambam, he sides with the other Rishonim, that the all Ayaros Hamakav Schaima are Shavat Yerushalayim mitigated the Dinim Shiluach HaMitzvahim. So maybe the Shiluach Mitzvahim, the Yerushalayim, is not the Torah's Yerushalayim, maybe it's the Torah's. And here Hamakav is Chaim, and that's Yeshua Benun. So once you say that all of those dinos, if you should assume, like the Taisus and the Rashba assume, not like the Achronim, that the dinos Ayoras Amkalsama don't apply to Manshein Hayagol Noeg for all the dinim, not only when it gets to the din of buying, having the right to buy back within the first year, and then is Nechlat. All the whole status of Ayoras Amkalsama doesn't exist as Manazim. So maybe Yerushalayim, true, is Kitchalas in love, but for other purposes, but not when it gets to Shiloh Mitzaroy. Because when it gets to Shiloh Mitzaroy, it has to be based on the rules and regulations of Ayoras Amkalsama. And it's not. Not that. The person who is a mitzvah is only mishtalei chutz la'yoros hamikav tzchaim. The beged that's mitzvah, or the evan hamenuga, when you break an evan out of a building, so that's a defeirish tosefta. That's mishtalei chutz l'chol ha'yoros. So I always thought the pasuk pshat was chutz to all cities in Eretz Yisrael. What if you have a beged hamenuga in New York? So you have to take it to the mountains. You have to take a chutz l'ir, a mantzi. Spend all its name to mantzi. But you can't keep it inside New York City. I think this is why the Minhas Pinach says, where do you find any yichas in Tel Aviv over the rest of Eretz Yisrael? Tel Aviv is not the Ayoros Hamikav Tzchaim Rosh Hashubanot. So why do you have to be, why is the Beged Hamitzoyer or the Eved Hamanuga, why is it forbidden to bring it into Tel Aviv? You see, it's a din, it's not allowed to be in a city. It's a Maliyah city in Eretz Yisrael, Maliyah city in Chutzpah. I thought that was Pasha that he's wrong. On the bottom of the page in this new edition, they quote the Taisis Yantav, writes explicitly against the Minchas Pinach. I thought that was what the Tesefta. I thought the Tesefta said it explicitly. It's only an Eben Hamanuga is Mishtalei Chutz L'chol Ori Yisrael, I thought it said. I don't know. But the Minchas Pinach holds that Chutz L'chol Ha'ayoris Afidu Yirshev Chutz L'or. You're not permitted to allow a Beged Hamanuga or an Eben Hamanuga to remain in the city. In the Mishnayis, they have an interesting din. Mishnayis and Megillah have an interesting din that the dinim of Saraz Haguf and Saraz HaBeger and Saraz Batim only applies to Yisrael and doesn't apply to Nochrim. If it's on a body of a Nochri, if the Beged belongs to a Nochri, if the Bayit belongs to a Nochri. The Batim only belongs in Eretz. Saraz Batim is only in Eretz Yisrael and has to belong to Yisrael. But Midirabbanon, Taisis Yontav points out that Bartanur points it out, you may misread it. That Eben Hamanuga and Bayis Hamanuga applies even if it belongs to a Ger Taisho. So you read the Bayis Hamanuga, you can think that it's a Din Deraisa. So the Taisis Yantiv points out right away, no, it's only a Gzeira Derabbanon, it's not a Din Deraisa. The Gzeira Derabbanon that they instituted that even if the Eben Hamanuga, the Bayis Hamanuga, or the Begin Hamanuga belongs to a Ger Taisho, they were Machmer also to treat it with the Din of Tzaraat. But if the Guf, or Adam, is in a Ger Taisho, they were not Machmer. So that's the question, why? Why were they machmir here? They weren't machmir here. We don't explain why. The Mishnayis have an unusual din. That the din of the strange din, the din of Tzaraz Begodim, Machlek Satanayim. We passed in the din Tzaraz Begodim only applies if it's a white beged. If it's a colored beged, it doesn't apply. So the Sfarno on Chumash at the end of Tazria has a long essay. Usually has very brief comments. He has a long essay. So he says if the beged is shavua, sometimes it can have, because of a quirk of the tzeva that you put in, sometimes it'll happen that it'll develop other colors there. So then you can possibly attribute the irakrak or the adamdam that developed in it to the fault of the tzeva that you put in. So he says that's why the halacha is, the Sfarno says that's why the halacha is that the din of tzaraz begodim only applies to a white beggar. That's questionable. If it's the hesper that he gave, then it should make a difference whether it's Sabubi the Adam or Sabubi the Shemayim. That's one Tana holds like that in the Mishnah Negoyim. There's one parak in Negoyim about the first 10 problems. The Negoyim wrote about Saraz Odom, the Nesek and Shechina, Michya, Michvo, all the different details. Then parak Gedalef, I think, about Saraz Begodim, and then there are so many problems after that. It's 14 problems. 14. The next three problems, I think, are about Saraz Batim. Very interesting. Mishnayis Negoyim is very interesting. So so there's one Tana there in Perek Yud Aleph who says the difference between Savur v'Diyodim and Savur v'Deshemayim. So maybe the Hezbollah is the way the Sforno gave, but that's not the way we paskin. If I'm not mistaken, we paskin a beged Savua, even v'Deshemayim, doesn't have a din of Saraz v'Godim at all. The Talokha was only said, we're talking about a color, so the color only has the status of a color at the beged level. That's interesting. Ramesh Feinstein has in one place, he writes that there is a din in the Gemara that a beged savua doesn't have the chumrim in the rabbanim of ksamim.
that they were machmed, that Elisha finds the kesem on the begodim, so it's the time of the ishi, there was no hargosha, as long as the kesem is nimtzal beged bavan. Nimtzal beged savua, they were never going there. They were never going to ksamen. So he says, why not? She says, so it's called the tikkur rabban kein the rice tikkun. The din the rice is like that, that yirak rako adam dam. Not a din that a beged savua, nishken beged, yichayit and sitzis on a beged savua, means a beged savua, so the mare adam dam, or yirak rak doesn't have the din of mare. A color on top of a cloth that has it, the cloth already has its zeva. And a new color develops on top of it, the color is nishken color, doesn't have a din of a color. So he says, just like on the level of the rice, it doesn't have a din of yirak rako adam dam. So it doesn't have the din of a mara adam, it doesn't have a din of a mara tamei by ksamim. It's an interesting makam. Gemara Masechah Shabbos has a suffix in the second daf in Perek Shmoneh Shvatim. Can you write tefillin and mezuzahs on or shel dag, on a fish skin? The Gemara says, we'll have to ask Eliyahu HaNavi. Gemara says, what do you mean ask Eliyahu HaNavi? You ask Eliyahu HaNavi, you shaylus and aloha? Gemara says, no, we have to ask, no. The thing is that in theory you can write. You can write on a kosher fish. Talking about kosher fish. You can write, or behemoth harith. You can't write an or behemoth bench. You can't write an or dog tummy. The Gemara has a suffix whether it's poska zuha masam, aloi poska zuha masam. Maybe if it's very smelly, if you've got to treat the hide to convert it into parchment in order to write. So the shayla is, when you will treat the skin of a fish to convert it into parchment, will it become like parchment that will be fussed as well? Or is it still going to smell like fish? If it smells like fish, then it's not derech eretz to use it for a safe third film to use it to write parchment. We have to ask Eliyahu HaNavi the Metzias. That's what Rashi learned from the Gemara. You can ask Eliyahu HaNavi to be mevarer facts to you, but you can't ask him to be mevarer dinim. A very strange Gemara. What fact is going to be right? So let's smell it. We'll see. So mean we don't know what the din is. We draw the line. So if it's a din, so you have to yes, Eliyahu HaNavi, it's right, Hashem. Anyway, but whatever, however you figure out the pshat in the Gemara, but you see an interesting point in the Gemara. The Gemara holds the whole issue only is whether Pasuk is Muslim, a lot of Pasuk is Muslim, but Mikra din, it has the status of or. It is called or. Here you have a din that a beged hamenuga, the din of beged saraz begodim, only doesn't apply on rayon and cotton and other materials. Only applies to tzemer or pishtim or shsi or erev of tzemer pishtim. It's full of thread. That's how the Mishnah says. It's full of thread, shesi or erev, that you didn't even make into a beged, provided that the spool of thread has such a long thread that you'll be able to make from that thread a beged of gimel ha-gimel ha-gimel. Because less than gimel ha-gimel ha-gimel is not an edge like this, 3 by 3 inches. Less than gimel ha-gimel ha-gimel is not called a beged. If you have the spool of thread of tzemer or pishtim, it's also mekabel tumas taras begodim. So you have to have either tzemer or pishtim, or shsi or erev of tzemer or pishtim, or that's all. So the Mishnah says there in Perek Yudalev in the Goyim that or of a fish, a beged of or made from fish skin, is not mekabel tumas begodim. So the pashtus is. Or the pashtus may be that it's not considered skin. That the only time you have a chal shem or if it's or from behemoth, but if it's or from fish, it doesn't count. Is that the reason? So doesn't it contradict the Gemara in Shabbos? Or you have to say that it's a different part. It's not that it's not called or. No, or dogim is called or. It's a different part. You can't have tumah. Different part. It's a Mishnah in Kalim. That the Meforshim on the side of Mishnayis Negoyim point out there's such a similar Mishnah in Kalim. That if you have a beged made from ore of fish, it's not mekabel tumah. There is a concept like that. That the only thing, it's a din in kabbalah tumah. It's not a din that it doesn't have a shame ore. It does have a shame ore, but for kabbalah tumah purposes, it's only animals. It's only if the kli is made of from animals that are on the dry land. And there's a machlek is there, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim in the Mishnah Kelim. What about a seal? Seal swims in the water, but when you start chasing after him, he runs up his bareach on the dry land. So Rabbi Kiva holds, since he sometimes runs on the dry land, so he's like a behemoth chai b'yoy. So his skin is mekabel tumah. The Chachamim say no. Basically, he lives in the river. So just because once in a while, when he runs away from people, he runs on the dry land, that doesn't make him into a behemoth chai yavosha. He's a behemoth chai yam, so his skin is also not mekabel. So machlekes hayichas to the seal.
But a kelev hayam, think of kelev hayam means a seal. A kelev hayam, whether or kelev hayam is, you make a beggar out of it, whether it would be mekabel tumah or not. The Mishnah has a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Chachamim. What if you have this spool of thread, the shesi or the yerev, and it's ripped, and it's not, you have to have a certain length, a minimum length, in order to be able to make gimelag voice from it. What if it's ripped and you tied a knot and you connected it? And after having tied the knot, after having made the kesher, now it's long enough to make gimelag voice. So does that count as the shear? Let's say you have a spool of thread and it has psikos, means it's snipped, and just wound around the rest. But if it's not one long piece of string that's long enough to make gimelag gimelag, then it's not mekabel tumah. What if it is long, but only because it was tied together? So the machlokes satanayim. So the Morgan Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis quotes that machlokes satanayim. Negel alocha. He said, what if you have tzitzis, you have to have a minimum length. What if you have chutim that were made lishma for tzitzis, and then they ripped, and they're not long enough, and you tie together two chutim? Is that good or not? Whether chiba ide kesha or shmei chiba or not? That's how the Morgan Avraham says. It depends on the machlokes satanayim and the goyim. And then Mishnah Achrayna, and the Mishnah disagrees with the Morgan Avraham. He thinks, nah, it has no shayfis. He thinks that this is a local machlokes over here, benigeh to the tumas negoyim, and he thinks that we have no application whatsoever to the tzitzis in either direction. You can say that by tzitzis everybody would agree it is good, everybody agrees it's no good. He doesn't think that it's necessarily connected at all. Okay, that's fine.